It's trash day on OCM Street in Petersburg. Kelly Davis is driving the garbage truck. She's been on the job less than a year, but she already has lots of stories about the things she sees in garbage cans.
And I opened it up and it was a dead chicken. I'm like, ah!
That's right, a dead chicken.
Shut the lid and I was with Mikey and I'm like, there's a chicken in there! And he's like, oh yeah, it happens. I'm like, God, gross.
That chicken is just a tiny portion of the millions of pounds of garbage that Petersburg gets rid of each year. And the borough just signed a trash disposal contract that's 34% more expensive than the last one. Now they're hoping to find ways to lower costs for customers in the remote town with already sky-high living expenses. But trash disposal in Southeast Alaska is expensive and complicated. Because it's an archipelago, towns can't just truck their garbage down the highway to a shared landfill. A lot of municipalities compress their trash into giant blocks, called bales, and barge it down to the lower 48. Chris Cotta is director of public works in Petersburg.
Shipping prices at this point in time are the biggest challenge that we have across the region.
The increased cost of Petersburg's new waste disposal contract won't be passed on to residents this year. But higher costs will eventually mean higher prices for customers. One of the easiest solutions is simply throwing away less. Cotta estimates that nearly half of baled trash could be composted or recycled.
It's safe to say it's a really significant portion of what goes into a garbage can could be diverted in some fashion, either converted to compost or put into a recycling stream and reused as something else.
The local tribe, the Petersburg Indian Association, already has a small composting program. Cotta is working with the tribe to look into the possibility of expanding the program for the whole community. But Cotta and others are also exploring region-wide solutions. Over a decade ago, 8 municipalities in Southeast banded together to look at possibilities. Cotta is acting chair of the group called the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority, or CSWA. He says that while Juneau, Sitka, and Ketchikan are not yet members of CSWA, he hopes they'll join eventually.
If we could get some of the larger communities to join up and be part of CSWA, I do think we'd have a lot more bargaining power.
He says that if most communities in Southeast join CSWA, together they may be able to bring down the price for future contracts with shipping companies. They're interested in exploring other ideas as well. When CSWA looked at solutions about a decade ago, they found baling and shipping garbage south to be the most effective. That's why many communities moved to that model. Bacata says increased shipping costs have changed that calculation. He's also curious whether new technologies could be a part of the solution. In Petersburg, the coming price increase for most customers will only be the equivalent of a few cups of coffee each month. That might not seem like a lot, but Cotta is concerned. He says if garbage prices go up too much, some customers just won't pay.
We end up with a situation where garbage is being tossed in the woods or collecting on properties because people can't afford to get rid of it.
And for organizations that produce a lot more trash than the average household in Petersburg, the cost really does add up. The increase to garbage costs at the Petersburg School District would be a lot more than a few coffees. Shannon Baird is the director of finance at the district. She's calculating the potential increase over a school year.
You know, we were estimating maybe $15,000. That's $15,000 that we don't have to put into other things like student activities and school supplies.
CSWA plans to apply for funding to conduct a study this fall. They hope it will help determine the best path forward for Southeast Alaska. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Floor.